Alan Wasallen, Phil Jordan, exclaimed my cousin's 4-year-old twins. Welcome to Jordan. I surprised myself with how comfortable I felt in the Middle East, even amid unexpected discomforts. The night we arrived, I collapsed, jet-lagged and delusional, on a small bed in the guest room, then shot upright at 4 a.m. as the blaring of an Arabic chant reverberated through an open window overhead. After a few deep breaths and a laugh with my mom in the adjacent bed, I lay down once more, the Muslim call to prayer still echoing in my dreams. We explored that buzzing Middle Eastern country with its natural wonders and ruins, and then went camping in Wadi Rum. Wadi means valley in Arabic, and Jordan is known for its majestic valleys. Growing up, I hated camping. It usually involved bugs and dull days at tourist campsites, and my brother pinching my arm along hikes when my parents weren't looking. But camping in Wadi Rum was different. It was mystical. We were greeted by a lanky young Bedouin with an awkward smile and an epic unibrow. He loaded us onto makeshift benches in the back of a covered white pickup truck and bounced us across the amber desert, up and down the rolling sand dunes we drove, all of them radiant shades of sepia and rose gold and burnt orange, the sky a cloudless cornflower blue above. He showed us where Lawrence of Arabia camped and parked atop the tallest dunes to let us run down the sides. If you run fast enough, Ash, you feel weightless, floating down the face of glittering sand. At one point, our Bedouin friend abruptly stopped the truck and told us to get out. We did so without thinking, leaving our bags and packs in the back. "Meet me ahead," he yelled, then sped off without us. For a moment, I panicked. We had no belongings, no cell service, no nothing. And then I smiled, shoulders relaxing, as I drank in the moment. Conversations quieted, and we let the magnitude of space consume us. It was a moment when time dissolved. We followed his wheel tracks through the open desert, our spirits radiating in silence until we rounded the corner of a glowing rock face and heard the faint undulations of Arabic music ahead. There was our guide, sitting by a small fire, shisha pipe in hand. "Who wants to try it first?" he grinned. "I do," my mom said, running forward. Kronos time. Until that moment in the desert, my world had been spinning, phone ringing, emails pinging, on what the Greeks called Kronos time, time that's quantifiable, measurable, dependable, and immutable. Not even my away message could protect me from this barrage, for I willingly gave in to every whirring demand. I could not disconnect. But then I was dropped in the desert, and I saw the world a different way. I watched the sun go down that night and rise the next morning, suspending the infinite desert in the warmth of its flame. I sipped sugared mint tea and sat in silence and let the stillness seep in. Our world and our days run on Kronos time, the time of alarm clocks and flight schedules. To be honest, I've never gotten along well with Kronos. You could say we had a working relationship, but I wouldn't call us friends. For me, Kronos is a bad assembly line manager who will crank up the conveyor belt every chance it gets. Give me a task and we'll pack it in, which is great for doing lots of things, but terrible for doing them well. I'm optimistic by nature, which makes me over-optimistic about how long things take. Maybe this is why I'm 5 minutes late to everything. Sorry about last Tuesday. There are only a select few people this works well with, like my best friend, Christy, because we usually both show up late to meet each other at the same time. Elizabeth Taylor wrestled with Kronos too, you know. She used to say she'd be late for her own funeral, and so, when she did pass away, they started the ceremony 5 minutes after the hour. Kairos time. As much as I wrestle with Kronos time, my life has a tendency to get lost in it. Amid my constant need to achieve, I surrender my days to the clock. I strive and push and struggle and schedule and rush. But there's another kind of time the Greeks wrote about, Ash. The time the desert taught me. Kairos. Kairos time is measured by moments, not minutes. It's the feeling when you watch the waves ceaselessly hit the shore or see someone you love after being a very long distance apart. Kairos is living, kinetic, moving, breathing, and expanding. If Kronos clocks...